This is CliffCentral.com.
Freedom. 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 Freedom.
Yeah, freedom. Freedom. You know, he's playing with the word freedom. I thought I'd point that out to you in case he didn't pick up on it. No sarcasm. Let's get straight into some news. Mubs has got all the important information for you this morning. CliffCentral.com. It's 7 o'clock.
All right. So yesterday, a primary school teacher in Bushbuck Ridge was shot dead.
Oh, no. I saw this on Twitter. I thought it was a...
In full view of her grade two pupils, according to the Provincial Department of Education, Kate Shilwani, a teacher at Sidiba Satuto Primary School, was killed by her husband, who later shot and killed himself at home.
Couldn't he have done that first?
He could have, Gareth, but he decided that he wanted to make his problems his late wife's problems as well.
You see, if he just shot himself at home first, of course it would be tragic, but not as tragic. The fact that this asshole, this selfish asshole, had to go to the school and shoot his wife in front of her kids at her class. Can you imagine? He's now traumatized 40 kids.
Grade two. What age
grade
is that again?
Two.
Like it's eight.
Eight, 10 years
little
old.
Little kids that have to see this. Oh, this makes me so sad. This drives me up the wall.
So the husband attacked his wife while she was conducting her lessons in the morning.
God.
He just got into her classroom and started shooting at her.
No.
Even when she tried to run away into the staff room, he followed her and continued shooting at her. And then he ran away from the scene. The department then had to monitor the situation at the school. They deployed officials from the wellness section to render counseling services to the learners, as well as educators and some family members.
You see, when we talk about Women's Month and all that stuff, this is the thing we have to address, is this social ill. Forget about the stuff that goes on social media. Forget about the stuff that government is saying. We have problems in families. We have domestic issues. Most of the gender-based violence that we see in society is perpetrated by someone who is known to the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Please can we stop trying to deflect, make it about Jacob Zuma or Donald Trump or someone who's made a joke on Instagram. That's unacceptable. This is the real issue, is that there are husbands and wives where the man has no means of dealing with his emotional situation. He's an invalid emotionally. And then what he does, because he only knows how to react with violence, is he behaves like this and he traumatizes 40 school kids, probably the whole school, it's fair to say, if they were chasing each other around the place. Mm-hmm. He was firing at her. It's the whole school. Traumatized an entire community. Because he couldn't deal with his emotions. And I'm not being sarcastic when I say if he just shot himself first, it would have been better. Of course it would have. If you are one of these people and you can't get help, and this is the way you deal with things, that's our social problem right there. Some little boy was not raised properly by his mother or father, or the father wasn't even there. Something went wrong in this kid's childhood, adulthood, teenage years that turned him into this monster. And he was sitting there simmering and he had no way to deal with his emotions. And eventually it just like ticked over and this poor wife and all these other people have been traumatized. She's been killed. All these other people have been traumatized by this. And it's all because people who really didn't have the equipment to raise a child, had a child, and set him free into the world. So it's just a disaster. So let's look at where the real problem comes from. It doesn't come from the police or education or any of that stuff. Government. This is a little boy who is just not given enough hugs and attention and love and taught how to deal with his own emotions when he was little. And look what happens. That's the real problem here. I'm not a psychologist, but it seems to me that that's what we need to deal with. If we really want to deal with gender-based violence, if we really want to deal with men who can't control their emotions, God help us. This is so sad. I feel so bad for this community. I feel so sorry for this woman.
I just feel like all these different things in society that aren't great, and you get like, it's always, okay, I don't want to harp on about government again, but when there's no leadership and all these things are going bad, I mean, when you look at what unemployment is and the rate of that, all these other things become so exasperated. And I know it's going to go under the flag of gender-based violence, but this is just a fucked up society. There's nothing more to it than that. Bad thought processes, loads of anger, no way to resolve it. Then we spoke about therapy at the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be some states subsidized thing around that.
Like, you should be, in this country, of all countries, we should be allowed to get free therapy.
I totally agree with you. And we have mentioned this before.
Forget about free education, free therapy.
People have no understanding of how to resolve problems anymore.
Especially for all these screwed up men.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you remember those devastating fires in Knysna and Plettenberg
Bay?
You remember it? It was a big news story back in June already. It destroyed hundreds of properties and it claimed the lives of 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to the Knysna fire chief, Clinton Manuel, he says that the fire was as a result of human activity. He conducted an investigation, and then yesterday he released a report on his findings at the town's council chambers.
So it was humans, like, they did this on purpose?
Not that they did it on purpose, Gareth, but it is because humans started the fire that the situation was then exasperated by further elements such as strong winds, and then it was, you know, right in the middle of the drought situation. They also say that the topography had to, you know, had a play in that, vegetation, you know, all that stuff just kind of added to the situation. But the fire, according to the Knysna fire chief, was initially started by humans. He said, the reason we say, or rather, let me begin here. He said that during his investigation, he found clear indications that the blaze had started after people had built fires. The evidence included pine cones, likely used as fire lighters, and that were then stacked like planks. He said the reason we say that the pine cones were used as fire lighters is that there are no pine trees in the area that they identified as the origin. It was definitely brought in. He said that there was an access road to the origin, and other indications that humans had been in the area including broken pottery, nails, and other items. Mm. Manuel added that the area he believed was the origin also had the traits of a typical wildfire, which apparently includes a V-shaped burn scar. It was consistent with the wind patterns on the day if one looked at the different directions the fire had taken. So after months of investigating, the conclusion here is that those fires were started by humans, and then other factors just carried the blaze and made it completely out of control.
God damn, humans again.
Yeah.
Everyone thought this was just, oh, because the whole place is a tinderbox and it's been so dry. And well, yes, but it still took one or two or three dumb humans to set fire to the whole area.
Okay, do we want to have one last look at humans and shake our heads? Just as it a combination of...
I'm going to bet any amount of money it won't be the last time, but all right, let's go.
Well, this goes back to abuse, sadly, but it brings a whole new meaning to Mama Said Knock You Out, that LL Cool J song.
Mm-hmm.
A 20-year-old model claims that Zimbabwean First Lady Grace Mugabe has assaulted her with an extension cord, nohal.
That is some violence there. I mean,
this allegedly happened here in Sandton on Sunday evening.
Why is Grace Mugabe in and out of Sandton? I mean,
I'll tell you why. Shopping. Because that's where her sons are living.
All right.
So Mugabe actually may face prosecution for the alleged assault here in South Africa, but diplomatic immunity can only be granted if the First Lady was in the country for official business. But it seems that the reason why she did this was because she did not like that this model was now associated with her sons, and the First Lady thinks that this model was also supposedly living with her son. So what does Mama Grace do?
So why doesn't she take it out on her kids?
No, of course we have to take it out on this model, right?
Perfect kids are not the problem. They're being corrupted by this evil 20-year-old model.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
Gabrielle is her name, and she says that she was at Capital 20 West Hotel, where she met a mutual friend, and she was hanging out with Mugabe's two sons. And all of a sudden, a bodyguard asked her and a friend to wait in a separate room before Mugabe allegedly started beating her. Gabrielle says, when Grace entered, I had no idea who she was. She walked in with an extension cord and just started beating me with it.
That's street, huh?
She flipped and just kept beating me with the plug over and over. I have no idea what was going on. I was surprised and I needed to crawl out of the room before I could run away. Gabriella goes on to explain that there were 10 bodyguards present, but they just stood there watching. No one did anything and no one tried to help me. Eventually, hotel staff escorted her out of the hotel and she immediately tried to open a case of assault at the Sandton police station. So, geez, an official case of assault has opened against 52-year-old Grace Mugabe on Monday afternoon, and we wait to see what will happen. This is bizarre.
It is bizarre. Are you listening to it?
Oh. This is actual...
You know, this reminds me of... You know how when you were a child and you did something stupid and then your mother would grab a hold of you and start hitting you, but then she just reaches for the nearest thing that she can use to like start hitting you with.
An extension cord.
Whether it's a shoe or
My mother would do that. Whatever was at hand.
It just reminds me of that situation, an extension cord of all things. Grace was probably looking around and she thought, well, what's the first thing I can see? And then she just grabs an extension cord and she starts hitting this girl.
Imagine.
But I love the fact that it's the girl's fault, that clearly she disapproves of this girl being around her kids, but she doesn't sit her kids down and say, hey, listen, boys, you shouldn't be hanging around with a girl like this. Instead, she decides to take it out on some model. Mm. And obviously, if it's some model, guess what? Your boys are hanging around with models. And maybe they might not be the kind of women you approve of. So sit down with your boys and talk it through, you moron.
And you can't buy class, hey?
But this is like those girls who beat up the side chick of their boyfriend instead of like laying into their boyfriend. I don't understand that. It's projected anger. It can't be this person's fault because I love them. So it must be the other person.
Gareth, this is all primal again. This is why all this violence towards women is easier to beat a woman up than to beat a man up. Yeah. Just structurally
dumb,
easier.
Dumb.
People always take the low route. It's like, well, I'll beat the woman up. I've got a better chance.
Right.
Good point. Well made, Ben.
So sad. So, ugh.
Like you say, it's kind of primal.
Have you ever gotten revenge on someone who might have done something horrible to you in the past?
Yes.
I'm not big on revenge, huh?
Oh, I'm petty. So
are you? You like that?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I would think out of all of us, CS ticked this box. Because the two of us would move on.
Tell us more. I have scales of what to do.
Tell us more.
Are we inflicting something minor or are we inflicting something major? Do I want to sign you up for an afternoon of crying or do I want to sign you up for a lifetime of therapy?
Do you have like a revenge drawer in your bedroom with like special tools?
No, Ben, there's torture just a equipment. Base. Sick ideas that I usually work on, and sometimes I just get overwhelmed by the spirit of what you have done for me. And then, hey.
What you've done to me is more like it.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you've ever done anything to the scale that I'm about to tell you about. So, a guy named Rob. Mm-hmm.
Kardashian?
No, just Rob. Okay. Just a Rob. He went out on a date with a woman called Ariel. And this is despite the fact that Ariel was 20 years older than him. That's perfectly fine. It's allowed. Maybe you have a thing for older women.
Cougar Town. It made a lot of things like that happen.
So she was surprised, though, when he didn't call back for a second date. So then what did this woman do? Well, she did what any woman does, really. She decided to phone a radio station to get the hosts to ask Rob for her. So Ariel phoned into Hot 96.9 Boston. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she told the DJs about how the dinner had gone really well and the sex was incredible.
You want to hear it?
Oh.
I got the call.
Let's do it.
The new Hot 96.9. All right, so we just spoke to Ariel. She went on a date with Rob, and there is a 20-year difference between them, but she said they had a fantastic date, and they even got romantic after the date, right, Ariel?
Yes.
And now...
A few times.
Whoa.
And now he's ghosting her. Nothing. She's trying to get a second date with him, but he's not available right now. So we're going to give him a call for you, okay, Ariel?
Thank you so much.
Okay, you stay quiet.
Hello?
Is this Rob?
Yep.
Rob, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy from Hot 96.9. How you doing?
Who? Pebbles and Wiggy? Yeah. What?
And Jesus. We thought Glenn Beadham and Pam was a confusing name.
What? Pebbles and Wiggy. Wow, what a name. Imagine filling that out in the ratings
diary.
There's
four people. It's Pebbles, Wiggy, okay, and there's a whole team of them.
Oh, all right. Okay, it's like a zoo, right? Yeah. Okay.
I'm fine. How are you?
We're great, and we have great news for you.
Okay.
We're calling you because we got a call from a lady who likes you a lot and would love to go on a date that we would be willing to pay for.
Is this a joke or something?
No joke. And the best part is you already know her, so you're not going to be, like, sketched out. Her name is Ariel.
Wait, are you serious right now? Like, why are you calling me?
100% serious. So here's the thing. She called us and told us, according to her, how great the date was. By the way, you, my friend, are a master in the bedroom. And she said she would like to see you again, but that she hasn't been able to get in contact with you.
Wait a minute. So... you just said you were like a radio station, right?
Yes.
And she called you because she thinks I'm great and she wants to go out with me.
She needs some help. Yeah. Well, we're calling because you wouldn't call her back.
I can't believe this is actually happening right now. This is hilarious.
But why aren't you calling her back?
Look, this is going to make me sound like a huge asshole, but whatever. So this is all kind of a revenge thing. Like, I saw her online, I recognized her last name, and it turns out her son actually used to bully the shit out of me, and so I figured if I could fuck his mom, I would rub it in his face.
Oh,
and
you've got to be kidding me.
Goodness.
Did you hear that? All right, so just in case you didn't catch any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy Rob, says the only reason he slept with this older woman was because her son used to bully him at school, and he decided it was time for her to get some revenge, or him to get some revenge on her.
You're lying.
Hold on. So, Rob,
that's awful.
That's crazy, and Ariel's on the phone, so she heard you say that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I heard it. Are you serious, Rob? You're friends with Sam? You know my... No, I'm not friends with your asshole son. Like, look, I don't know if he didn't care what he was doing or anything, but he was a total prick to me and ruined my life. And now I'm going to start returning the favor.
Oh, my God!
So this was all devised. But what does that do for me? I can't believe that you would be that disgusting of a person to do something like that.
Look, it is what it is, all right? I cannot wait to tell him that you called a radio station because you wanted to see me again. That bad news is too perfect.
She didn't do anything to you.
Yeah, the plan was to go on the date with her, treat her nice, and have sex so you can have sex with her just to rub it in the dude's face.
Yeah. Not only that, but I took mad pictures, yo. This is the best day of my life right now.
Oh my God, I can't believe that.
I'm just in shock. You are disgusting person, Rob. You are disgusting. Oh, I'm a disgusting person? How about with your f***ing idiot son? You just shoved me in a locker and throw s*** at me, alright? You didn't just do that because he was a bad person. That was learned behavior, bitch.
You know what? You're a little son of a bitch, and you know what? You probably deserved it. So what you did today, you probably deserved it back then, and it'll come back and get you again.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to hit the guy up and say, I f***ed your mom?
No, I'm planning on sending your son a text, and it's going to be two words. It's going to say, I win. And then when he says why, it's going to be that picture that I took of you. So thank you very much for that. Oh, it's my in her mouth.
Wait, wow. Do that. So I can throw you in jail for taking pictures of me against my knowledge.
You want to make a direct eye contact with it. Don't pretend you know what's happening.
Jesus, this is like...
This is classic.
So originally we were calling to see if you wanted a second date with Arielle. I'm guessing that it's no.
No, I got everything I needed from her.
Yeah, let Sam see you. See how he used to beat your ass back then. He'll beat your ass again.
I don't think so. I've been taking Krav Maga, so if he comes anywhere near me, I'll kick the shit out of him after f***ing his mom.
The second date update on the 10th.
I mean, it's kind of horrible. I don't like revenge, and I don't like the idea that he took pictures of her, but that is some planning that went into that. I mean, you think about this. So the guy gets beaten up at school by this other dude, and he finds out who the dude's mom is. She's a MILF or a cougar or whatever, and he sets himself up to meet with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
He bangs her, takes pictures while he's doing this. And then he gets his revenge. You have to admire the Machiavellian scheming that goes into this.
You also have to be a little bit nervous of it.
Who's the nasty person in this situation, though?
Well, they're all horrible people. All they deserve them. Each other.
All of them. But what he said is like, that's learned behavior your son put onto me from you. So everyone is kind of guilty here. You're right.
I don't like any of these people, but it's like watching those reality TV shows where you get all those like poor whites fighting with each other.
See, now Caitlin from earlier would probably say this is gender-based violence, but this is a real story of revenge, and like everyone's got a stake in this, all three of them.
I am cringing, but at the same time I'm in such admiration. I don't know how to feel. I feel conflicted.
Exactly, Sia, because bullying is a massive problem, okay? And some kids' lives, I mean, some kids commit suicide from bullying, so there's no ways this guy's just going to forget about it, because that guy probably was a dick to him every day in school.
Look, he obviously didn't forget about it, because he's an adult now.
And he took it like Krav Maga, like, properly. You probably find he's a master at that now.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the picture that went out of Fikilim Balula and Duduzi Manana?
No.
Like that fake picture they put out of the two of them holding each other.
Oh, that's quite...
So they're both topless?
Yeah, they're both topless and they're holding each other. And
is that kind of Fikile behind...
Fikile's behind
Duduzi Manana. And he's got his hand down his chest and going to his belly.
And it says, My Oak Bay.
O-K-E-B-A-E.
That is hysterical. Very sensual.
Yeah. And it's the tweet is, it was a good and peaceful night until Black Twitter decided to strike. Fikile Mbalula and Duduzi Manana just got served by Black Twitter. That's funny, man.
Yo.
It's a kind of revenge as well.
There's just...
such mean people in the world. Yo.
Never a dull day, though.
All right. There we go. Stuff is happening, baby. How's Ben's dragon, I mean Ben's drone, doing?
Well, the motorized legs are still not here, so I'm kind of hoping I can get it fixed to the point where it just flies, and then I'll sort of catch it and release it from my hand.
Yeah, because Ben needs to do some filming this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going away on Friday. I need it. I just need it.
You need it. You need your fix of drone.
It's been like a month, huh?
All right, well, speaking of drones / dragons, it's time for a little update. We've got to take a look at the death pool for this morning.
Oh, okay.
See who's winning. So far, dead characters in this season, all right? Obara Sand. Nobody had Obara Sand because she's like a minor character.
I don't know what an Obara Sand is.
That's what you take.
The daughter of the mother Sand. I can't remember her name. The one from Dawn.
She's the sister of Ogrena Sand.
Please. Who can remember? A grain of sand, a beach of sand. Who knows, you know?
Okay.
All right, so Obara Sand nobody had. Nymeria Sand was my character, so I'm down one character. Remember, the win is for the person who has the most characters at the end. So I'm down one. Gord Laws is down one. He got Tyene Sand. She also died in... she hasn't died yet, though.
She's the one that's being... Oh, she was poisoned, right?
Yeah, she's got that long farewell poison. She can do nothing about it. She's going to die, but she's not dead yet.
And her mother's going to watch her die.
Her mother's going to watch her die, yeah. Ilaria is the mother. All right, right. So Tyeen Sand, that's Gord Laws. He's lost one. Then Amanda had Olenna Tyrell. That's a fairly big character, actually. Amanda, she's the old lady who also was poisoned by Jaime Lannister. Yeah, yeah, she drank the poison, so she's dead. Ben's character, Ilaria Sand, dead. Because we don't see her die on screen, but the actress confirmed to Entertainment Weekly this was her last appearance on the show. She'll have a slow death rotting in the dungeons of the Red Keep, but we won't have to see it. Oh. So you've lost one as well, Ben.
Well, not after dead. That big ship battle, I thought that was it.
Randall Tarly, nobody had. That's the father of the fat guy in the with all the scrolls. And the other guy, Dickon Tarly.
Dickon!
So, Dickon,
how do you spell that? Dickon.
D-I-C-K-O-N. Yes. Dickon Tarly is dead.
Dickon!
He and Randall Tarly were obviously burnt to death by the dragon in the last episode, so there we go.
Didn't Jaime Lannister's right-hand guy burst out laughing as well?
So,
when he talked.
Yes, he did. When the guy said his name was Dickon.
I wonder if that was even in the script, but they just couldn't help but laugh every time. So they're like, ah, screw it, keep it in.
So far, the big loser is really Gord. Gord Laws has got two characters who are dead. I've got one. Ben's got one. Amanda's got one. Mubs, you still full up?
Yeah.
Sia's still full up.
Hmm.
Looks like you two are in the runnings to win this damn thing. I thought Jaime Lannister was dead at the end of the last episode.
Well, he sank like 100 meters.
Right.
In armor.
But who knows? You gotta give it a chance, because some characters come back. Like, they killed Jon Snow and then he was suddenly alive again.
Yeah, that's just...
And then the Khaleesi in one of the earlier seasons, she walked into the fire and you thought, oh, well, she's dead.
Mm.
She was fine.
And then she re-emerged. So after this week...
Yeah.
There were two episodes left in this season.
That's right. It's almost over.
Oh.
You see, I think this pool is going to have to carry on until the final season.
I am loving this show, though. I have to tell you, I almost want to watch the episode from this week again.
Yeah, I'm not sure I watched it yet.
Oh, it's good.
Someone was telling me that because in the final season, I think there are only 6 episodes. But apparently they've made the episodes 90 minutes each. Mm. So each time it's going to feel like you're watching a movie every time you watch an episode of Game of Thrones. I don't know if that's true, though. Someone was telling me.
Yeah, I don't know either. But they're milking this for all it's worth.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this idea of everything being longer. And even in other TV programs as well, things are now like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
You have to sit there the whole time. I mean, you're going to get piles.
Bed sores.
Game of piles.
Dead source. Daniel says, hey guys, I listened to the show from yesterday. I want to congratulate Gareth on being able to talk about Game of Thrones without using one character name. The beauty is that we all actually understand and know who you're talking about, even though you just say that dude from or that girl from.
Yes.
Or the girl with or the dwarf. I don't know any of these names.
Yeah.
If Amanda hadn't given me the names of Obara Sand and Nymeria Sand, I wouldn't know what their names were. I didn't even know the old lady was called Olenna Tyrell.
Yeah, me neither.
I just thought the old lady with the like nun's headdress.
Mm.
I'll just help you guys. I'll remember Dickon's name.
Dickon. Well, he's dead. A good name.
Dickon down.
Poor old Dickon
down.
Yeah.
You guys want to know what Pornhub's best breast searches are?
Oh, yes, of course, because people want to see boobs. Talking about Dickon, right?
Exactly. So when people want to see boobs in Pornhub,
yeah,
big tits, that's the biggest search. Then big boobs.
Yes.
Then huge tits. Then big natural tits. That's your top 4. Boobs rounds out your top 5. Then Japanese big tits, that's your 6th. Titty fuck 7. Natural tits 8. Asian big tits 9. Uh-huh. And then big tit MILF.
Wow.
That's your top 10. Tits only 11th. Traditional tits, no place in the top 10. Some of your more exotics.
What are traditional tits?
Well, just the word tits.
Just the word.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In other words, nobody just types in tits and hits enter.
No, they're looking for specific kinds.
What's the number one?
The number one, Gareth, is big tits. See, it's all about size.
Yeah.
I mean, if Pornhub was around just, 70 years ago, tits would have been there.
All those time that they say size doesn't matter,
big
they were
tits.
Lying.
Yeah, so
I love that some million guys somewhere in the world are sitting there right now on Pornhub going... Big tits.
Mm. Guys, but more so, this was someone's job to compile this list.
Well, they're just looking at the analytics.
Great.
But essentially, big tits is like 30% more popular than second place big boobs.
Oh.
Big tits.
Some more exotics further down the list. Blonde big tits. Perfect tits. Big natural tits MILF. Small tits has still got a place in the top 20.
Small tits.
Redhead big tits. Big tits POV. That's a
point of view.
Point of view. Big tits lesbian beats big boobs lesbian. Adult breastfeeding. That's also there.
Really?
Which just beats off big boobs teacher.
It's important to know this stuff.
Wait, is adult... Why am I even asking?
I want more on compound.
Carry on, you've already started.
Adult breastfeed, is that an adult sucking on that?
Yeah, you would almost think that the word adult's just redundant there. But
our moral compass.
What? I don't know what to say about this story, so this is not my fault.
It's not really your Pornhub search, is it?
It's
not quite what you had on your computer last week in the open area. You know Sia had porn on his computer the other day, Gareth?
No, I'll tell you what happened. This is just disgusting, and it's
walking around, and there was all kinds of things happening.
This is where you know how when if you were bullied at school, like that kid we were just listening to from
the call, we're revengeful. Uh-huh.
Then you turn into a bully. So I'll tell you what happened.
Mm.
Years ago, whenever my bully would leave the studio, when we were still at five, then Leanne would go over to her computer and put porn on it so that when she'd come back, there'd be like disgusting, just disgusting porn all over my buddy's laptop. And
people being
she'd go,
fisted.
Oh no, this is terrible. And then we'd all laugh at her. And then my buddy did this to Sia the other day. He got up to go to the production booth to get something. Not while we were doing the show, but while we were sitting in the office. So there are a lot of people wandering around, and some of these guests are very, you know, important people. Sia on his computer had just filthy, like...
This was everything just...
Anal and just bad stuff. And it was my buddy who typed it in.
Where's your evidence?
She put it
I
all,
heard from credible
so
sources.
I went to find Sia to please clean up your computer because I don't touch other people's computers. Mm-hmm. Sia goes, oh no, it was definitely my bully. And he leans out of the window because my bully's driving out and he goes, you bitch, you bitch, I hate you. And then she's just, she doesn't even see. Oh, he goes, her window isn't even open, so she can't hear me. You bitch. And then he runs out and he takes it off his computer.
You needed to know that, as if I don't tell you.
I didn't hear you.
Often.
Oh, shame.
I still just needed to tell you. Because I walked into the main room and I just noticed how everyone was just like, everyone who was sitting next to me was now just pushed into the corners. Like, oh my goodness, now they really do think I'm the freak of the week. So thank you so much, Mabale Moloi.
Yes, you are.
You wonderful, delightful human being.
And there were one or two very important people who were wandering around the office and they saw what was on your computer. And I just want to tell you, Sia, they were very, very disappointed.
I'm now the freak. Thank you very much. What a bitch.
Supernova says... Guys, do you also find that there are certain words that are used daily that you find difficult to use professionally because of the sexual connotations, like the word penetrate?
I use the word penetrate daily.
That, moist, some words like that often trigger people off.
Like market penetration.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, why do I laugh? Because this is... Yeah, there's those words, though.
Yeah, you know, just talking about Game of Thrones, to go back to that for a second, I'm not the only one who doesn't know which character's which.
No, definitely not.
Because there's even a line from one of the characters who's like, which queen are you talking about? Are you talking about one with the dragons or the one who bangs a brother? You know what I mean? That's how we know them. You don't know that it's... Like, I saw the name in season 2 or 3 or whatever it was. For the first time, I saw the name Daenerys Targaryen. And I was like... Who the hell is that? Because I only know the Khaleesi. And the Khaleesi's her title. Her real name is actually Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah, and then her dad's the Mad King, who also had a name like Elfie or something.
Yeah, Elfie. I don't know.
Jerry.
Jerry.
What his friends call him?
Could have been Jerry. But who knows who Daenerys Targaryen is if you've never read the books?
I think that's why it never kicked on as an audiobook. Like, you have to visually see it.
I know her as the Dragon Queen or the Khaleesi. I'm not going to read these books.
The Mother of Dragons.
The Mother of Dragons. Right.
See, now when you watch the Aussie Man reviews, like recaps, they are so good, these things. Because then it's simple. There's Jono Snow, then there's Danny, obviously the thingy. And he makes it so simple, and he breaks the episodes down brilliantly. It's like 5 minutes. But if you want to ever know what's going on in Game of Thrones, you got to watch those.
All right, Sia, what's this thing with My Way? They've put out some horrible song. Explain the story to me, please.
I this is the dumbest thing by far that I've heard in the past couple of days.
All right, what is it?
Remember the entire My Way email scandal?
We're talking about My Way insurance.
Insurance, yes. Okay.
So what was the email scandal?
There was a screenshot that started circulating on Twitter along the lines, and I'm just going to paraphrase, of allegedly it was a My Way employee who in the text of the email said, yes, and so by a certain date we will save money and punish these black baboons. So it was to be like this whole scandal of,
really?
My Way is targeting and black people, and they want black people to suffer. And of course, it got a massive, massive uproar. My Way immediately, though, started saying, this is not us. Yes, it was a name of an actual employee of My Way, but they were like, no, we're going to do investigation and we will prove that this is not true. And they did, and they discovered that it was actually like by a scorned My Way, this email, fake email, was created by a scorned My Way.
So it was fake. It wasn't a real, in other words, My Way weren't being racist. It was someone trying to make them look like they were racist. Okay.
So
as if we don't have enough problems in this country, the people making fake racist stuff. Okay.
So the scorned My Way client is Mondli Madlala. And a few weeks ago, he had to apologize publicly. And as if that wasn't bad enough, he now said, I am going to apologize through song.
Wait a minute. He's not a scorned employee.
No, client.
Oh,
client.
He was a client.
Yeah, so My Way did him wrong somewhere along the line.
And he made up a fake racist thing.
Yes.
I mean, they should just sue him and have him locked in jail.
Mm.
For bringing them into disrepute.
Mm.
Wow. So I don't know. Maybe they think just holding hands with him and releasing the song is going to be a sign of reconciliation.
So this is his song.
Just so stupid. Yes. Right, he penned this as an apology.
Mondli Madlala's song.
It's called Apologies.
That he's apologizing to My Way for making up a bullshit racist email.
Is he singing?
Oh. It's so messy.
I don't like it so far.
There's some auto-tuning. Maybe that might get you.
Let's see.
And My Way have endorsed the song.
It's available on My Way Insurance.
That's where they fucked up.
Yeah. If I were them, I never meant to hurt you.
Please wait for the chorus.
Oh, this is horrible.
I have now heard and seen it all. And of course, the My Way in this, M-I-W-A-Y.
Yeah, My Way should be embarrassed by this song. And the fact that they endorse it is just disgraceful. I mean, this guy should be dragged into court for bringing you into disrepute. You should be suing him for a lot of money. That's where you don't teach a person a lesson by letting them make a stupid, a horrible song like this and then endorsing it.
Yeah, I get the sense that somebody probably advised My Way and said, ooh, you know what would really make you look good is if you forgave him, you know, truth and reconciliation style, forgive him, and then try to benefit from it and release a song with him.
Sat and discuss that. And there were people in the room who were like, yes, that's a great idea. Let us do it.
Shame.
What did they expect to happen?
Shame.
Did they think we were now going to be popping this song everywhere?
Yeah, some idiot, either in the company or at their ad agency or their PR agency, said, people are going to love this song by Mondly. It's going to be awesome. They're all going to be dancing in the streets and singing to it.
And we're all going to be seen to be building this rainbow nation together by forgiving one another.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy!
Do you think when you call my way from now on and you're...
You're going to play that on hold?
Yeah. Oh.
It's your on hold music.
Or like in the lift there, it will be elevator music.
Ugh, horrible.
This is my way.
Isn't it horrible?
To your nation.
Awful. This place is so screwed up. This song actually is maybe the most depressed. Vote of no confidence put me on the edge, but this is it. This has pushed me over.
I actually preferred that chicken song from the other day.
That is one of my favorite songs.
The what song?
You don't know the chicken song?
Chicken Attack.
Chicken Attack.
You liked it.
You don't know? You don't know the song,
Matt? This was stuck in my head the whole weekend.
It's way better than My Way. Okay. The My Way song is disgusting compared to this.
Alright.
You don't know it?
No, I remember it now.
Yes.
It's all coming back to me.
There we go. You should know that a man with the power of nature can bring you to the end of your life. And you should know by my smile and the look in my eyes that you are about to be massively forced to give up. Chicken Attack. Chicken Attack. What you are begging for the face to play. Say my love is harmless, but then come on, chicken ass. Go chicken, go, 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 go chicken, go, go, go. Now go the fly, you want the sky.
What a great song.
Oh, just.
I love that. So he has a good point from Double D. What bullshit is that? If that guy was white, he would be screwed.
Yep.
That's true. Like, if you wrote a fake email like that and you were white and you made up racism, you would be in such deep crap. And this just shows you, like, a serious double standard on the part of My Way. You know they would have prosecuted to the nth degree if the guy was white. And Roman says, I would rather take a racist fake email over that horrible song. What a disgrace. All right. Well, we got to come back with some exciting stuff. We're looking at having breakfast and eating properly and making sure that we do the right thing to keep ourselves healthy in the mornings. You know, there's no other time like today to get that right. And we will talk about that in a little while too. And then we've got our guest for the morning, David Tlale, popping by a little bit later on. South Africa's great designer, David Tlale, who will come in and chat to us and we'll update ourselves on what's going on with him. It's SA Fashion Week this week from Thursday. But first, another great song with awesome lyrics by Rihanna.
Ah.
Another one.
We the best music. Come on, Mats, how does it go? DJ
Khaled. I don't know if you could take it.
Why thought?
Nicky, Nicky, Nick. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled.
Wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Play by Carlos Santana. Yeah, there we go. Wow. It's Rihanna with DJ Khaled.
Oh, My Way should have taken
Bryson Tiller
a page out of Rihanna's.
Yeah, so they got to go, ma.
That's it.
Right. Ma, yeah. That would have been a better song. Dummies.
hit song, don't complete the words.
Well, it's better than saying I've got to apologize to the nation or whatever crap is in that chorus.
All right. Email that came through. First of all, here's a message. Just want to say that I have been a listener from day one. I hardly get to listen live anymore because I'm already at work when you guys are on. However, I get to download the podcast and it keeps me company on my traffic crap drive home. I love how you guys always keep us up to date on pressing matters, always find a way to make us laugh about it. Mambale's news always gets me going. Sia's rants are the best. Ben and his love for ABBA scares me, but we still love the guy. Thanks, Gareth, for bringing all these mad people together so we can enjoy. Here's to many more years of Cliff Central. Peace and love. Peace and love. P.S. Fuck the police.
Oh.
Indeed.
You gotta remind them.
Okay. Speaking of ABBA, we did a whole thing yesterday, and I got this email from Snenhlanhla. So Sne says, I'm listening to your ABBA podcast and how weirdly their songs find you. I have a bit of an interesting story. I'm from the far north of KZN, a place called Umhlabuyalingana.
Yo, that's deep, KZN.
Umhlabuyalingana.
Yeah, that means the ground is even.
And ask Sia about that place. Apparently, there's a lot of witchcraft there. So it's very rural. We only got electricity in 1996. And only the social elite had it first. This one doctor decided to open a spaza shop. So on Friday nights, he would let the whole neighborhood come and watch movies. There would be your typical Jackie Chan, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Rambo movies. However, without fail, every movie night, he would play an ABBA VCR cassette as a pre-movie flick.
Wow.
Yep. See, that's how you get the crowd, guys. That's how you get them all there.
At first, we all hated this, but as the time went by, we became really, they became synonymous with Friday movie nights, and we grew to love them. Funny thing is, we didn't know the band name, and so we called them Mamma Mia. So whenever I hear or see anything to do with ABBA, I always think of my happy childhood in rural Umhlabuyalingana. So thanks for that. Regards, Sne.
That's a nice story. That?
Huh?
Hmm.
Who would have known? ABBA penetrating, there's that word, the rural KZN market. Thanks, Sne. Isn't that cool?
Hmm.
Some interesting stories, man.
Well, keeping with legends, you know, tomorrow will be 40 years since Elvis died.
I will since my baby left. I found a new place to dwell. Down at the end of the street, a Heartbreak Hotel. I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely. I've been so lonely, I could die.
Thank you. That's such great
Elvis
celebration.
Elvis shat himself to death on this day. How many years ago? 40.
40. Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Yes. All right. It's time for us to play a lyrics game. I prepared this for the other day. We got a couple of minutes before we get to David Klale. So I thought, why not do this? All right. I'm going to give you fake lyrics. You tell me which song it comes from, and then we'll all compare notes. All right? So how about this one? You probably know the first couple of lines of this song, but a lot of people think it goes, we built this city on sausage rolls. Do you know what that is? Can you name the actual song and the actual lyrics? Anybody?
On rock and roll.
We built this city on?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, says Ben. Anyone disagree? Amanda?
No, Ben's right.
It's not sausage rolls.
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Different city. I think a lot of English towns are built on sausage rolls.
That's right. So sing the fake lyrics.
This city on sausage rolls.
It kind of does.
All right.
This city on sausage rolls.
All right. Get that. Great song. That's Starship. How about this one?
Were they One Hit Wonder? Pardon my ignorance.
What's that?
Yeah.
Were they One Hit Wonder?
Yeah.
Sure.
No, they had a couple of good songs.
What made you think that?
No, they had more than one good song. They had plenty of good songs. All right, the next one. I'm going to give you the fake lyrics, and you give me the real ones.
Okay.
All right? The fake lyric is, I remove umbilicals. I remove umbilicals.
Can you sing it in the tune of the real song?
No, I mean, that would be too easy then. I almost did it.
Oh, wait, no.
Miracles.
I believe in miracles. Yeah.
Of course it's Tom Jones.
No, it's Hot Chocolate.
Sorry, there was not a name.
So a lot of people think that the word is I remove umbilicals.
That is so nasty.
I remove umbilicals.
Where'd you come from? Right. You're sex a thing. All right, next one. You ready for another?
Mm-hmm.
Fly away on my sofa. Fly away on my sofa. Fly away on my sofa. Anybody?
No.
Okay, it's from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Zephyr song. You don't know that? Still nothing?
Mm-mm.
All right, let me give you a clue. Here's the song. Amanda knows this one.
Fly away on my sofa.
What are they actually saying?
Fly away on my Zephyr.
What is a Zephyr?
A Zephyr is... Isn't it an old car? Anyway, all right. Clearly that one hasn't gone so well. Let's try another one. How about this? Like the legend of the penis.
Like the legend of the phoenix?
Which is by...
Oh.
You've almost... You got it. You're warm. Yeah.
The legend of the phoenix.
Right. Na-na. What's it from?
Oh, it's the one with the Daft Punk.
Yeah, come on.
It's right here in my head.
Apple, not to get lucky.
Get lucky.
There we go. That's right. So a lot of people think it's like the legend of the penis. No, that's not how it goes. Because people get lyrics wrong all the time,
who's
right?
Single with that dude.
Like the legend of the penis.
You got it. All right, very good. Next one. You want to try another one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. This is probably quite a well-known song. I don't think you're going to struggle too much with this one. And you're going to have to tell me where it comes from. Ooh, dyslexics on fire. Yeah. What is that from?
That's Kings of Leon's Sex on Fire.
Oh, well done, Ben. Very good. That didn't take you more than a second. And is that the actual lyric? Dyslexics on fire.
No, we don't want people with dyslexia on fire.
No, we definitely don't
want people. We don't advocate for such.
So sing the fake lyrics for me. Dyslexics on fire.
Dyslexic, right. No, guys.
You know how it goes. All right, let's leave that one alone. Boring. Let's move on to another one that's quite well known. This is an older song, but it may be well known to a lot of people because it's a very famous piece of music by a very famous artist. These ants are my friends. They're blowing in the wind. These ants are my friends. They're blowing in the wind. The title is in the clue.
Blowing in the wind.
These ants are my friends.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
You don't recognize this horrible voice?
Oh, I recognize this guy. He's
seas must the white dove sail
before is that Billy someone?
I was going to say Rod Stewart.
Bob Dylan,
Bob
people.
Dylan.
How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
The ants are my friends is blowing in the wind.
What is the actual lyric?
The answer, my friends.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
All right, very
the
nice.
Answer.
Okay, here's a good one. This shouldn't be too difficult. Kick a chicken with it. Kick a chicken with it.
Anyone with it?
That's right. Bye.
Bring it.
Ben's favorite human being in the whole wide world.
Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Accomplice.
Kick a chicken with it. What? Got it?
Yes.
Here's an easy one that we don't even need to play the song for. We don't need no sex vacation. Who the hell could that be? Anyone want to get?
You don't need no education.
Bye.
Oh, gosh.
You don't need no... Is not the Gorillaz?
You almost had it there.
No.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Is it the Gorillaz?
Come on. Pink Floyd. Come on, everybody. Let's focus here. Come on. Pay a little bit of attention. All right, you ready for another one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Let's try this one. And this is an easy one to do if you know just the opening line. It goes, I got my first real sex dream. I got my first real sex dream.
Brian Adams.
Carry on, Garrett. Tell us about
come
it.
What are the real lyrics?
I got my first real sex string.
I got my first real sex string.
That's right. A lot of people think that's I got my first real sex dream, which it isn't. Here's another good one.
What? So he got his real first
six string. Six string guitar.
Okay.
All right. Come on, my buddy. I mean, keep up with us.
I'm learning.
I got my first real sex dream. Does that make sense?
Sure, Gareth.
Nonsense. All right, how about this one? Another easy one to do. This is the misheard lyric. A year has passed since I broke my nose. A year has passed since I broke my nose. Any guesses?
A year has
passed. The Police.
I am lost at sea.
SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope
here it comes.
Someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets my message in the bottle.
Are you ready for the line? A year has passed since I broke my nose.
Message in the bottle.
Something about a note.
There we go. Yeah, that's right.
Year has passed since I wrote my note.
You got to write the note to get it
into
the bottle.
Thank you very much, Ben. Spot on. Well done.
Context.
Okay.
Context.
Very good. That's the Police, and we just
the had who?
The Police.
Okay.
It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not. Anyone want to guess
it
that one?
Doesn't make difference if we're naked or not.
Right. What are the actual lyrics?
Black or white.
If we'll make it or not. Black or white?
Black or white?
Is it Michael Jackson?
I know, Bon Jovi.
Amanda laughed out loud at you.
How did it sound like Michael Jackson to you?
How's Mickey Jaxie? Huh? How do you get Mickey Jaxie?
How about you all just back the hell up?
Sorry, I was just trying to find that.
You thought that was Michael Jackson?
Sorry, my way.
No, hang on. Don't be defensive, Ben. You thought that was Michael Jackson?
We're trying to just understand.
Yeah, because that's how the song goes. It doesn't make a difference if you're black or white.
No, it doesn't make a difference if you're naked or not.
Oh, you thought we were singing.
Yes, but Michael Jackson has a song. It doesn't make a difference if you're black or white.
No,
it doesn't matter.
It can be my baby. It don't matter if you're black or white. There's no difference in there. No, it's from Bon Jovi.
Well, obviously it is now.
I'm gonna make a song
about this.
All right.
It doesn't matter if we're naked or not. Okay.
Are you ready? Right. Go on. Let's let this play because it comes up a little later in the song.
Good karaoke song.
Yes, excellent. Great karaoke songs here. Oh, no. Here we go. You ready?
She says we gotta hold on to what we got. It doesn't matter
make a difference if we're naked or not.
Okay.
All right.
For love.
Go on, Mubs.
We'll give it a shot.
Enough. Otherwise, we'd be here all day. All right. How about this one? Also, well known song. Do we have time for one or two more?
As long as he doesn't sing it.
That is great falsetto if I do say
The Girl with Colitis Goes By. The Girl with Colitis. Colitis is obviously a horrible intestinal disease.
Oh,
the Girl
like
with Colitis Goes By.
The Girl from Ipanema Goes By.
You think it's Girl from Ipanema?
Not really, but I have no other answer.
I have no
anyone else want to try?
It's not colitis she has, it's gingivitis. I don't know.
Is this helping at all?
No.
Don't recognize the song.
Dee-dee-dee-doo. Does this help? Da-na-na.
The yourself in a boat on a river.
Oh, the Beatles.
That's right.
Trees and marmalade skies. Somebody
here it comes.
Called you, you answer quite slowly.
The girl with colitis goes by. It's the girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Because they were high as fuck when they wrote this song.
Probably also had colitis.
I mean, it's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, LSD. That's where it comes from. Listen to how high the Beatles were. Song, but they were so high when they sang that, when they wrote that. Can you imagine? All right, last one. What a nice surprise when your rabbi dies.
Oh.
Often people say that that's how it goes. What a nice surprise when your rabbi dies. Can you imagine what song that might be from? Huh? Anybody? I know there's someone sitting in their car right now listening to us going, oh my God, I know that, you idiots.
Yeah, they're shouting at us. Oh, it's this. Obviously, it's this.
Yeah.
What a nice surprise.
When your rabbi dies.
What a nice...
Does this help?
Ah, the Eagles.
Yes.
Oh, what a nice... No.
Hotel California.
What a nice surprise.
Yeah?
When your rabbi dies.
Bring your alibis, is how it goes. The real lyrics. It's from the Eagles, Hotel California. What a nice surprise.
Oh, when you're us, what's a nice surprise? When your rabbi dies.
Right. Listen to these two guitars, by the way. This is magnificent. It's got to be one of the best things ever written. You hear both guitars? Good. What a great song.
On a dark desert highway,
man.
Cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. I heard the mission bell. And I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven.
All right, we can't play it all, so there we go. There's a little bit of Hotel California. All right, how about this one? This is a good one. His penis has a boil.
Whoa.
His penis has a boil. Anyone want to go for that? Any guesses? Amanda, you got any ideas here?
Can we have like a little clue?
All right, I'll play you a little bit, and then you can try and make it up from there, all right?
Who
thinks it is appropriate to sing his penis has a boil?
Girl.
Well, if you're singing about a bad Saturday night, maybe.
His penis!
Listen.
His penis has a boil.
That girl.
It's Venus as a boy.
Who is this?
Bjork.
Bjork.
You don't remember Bjork? That terrible singer from Iceland.
Doesn't she live in a mansion with tons of cats now?
Yes.
Not even stereotyping.
Yes, she's very alone. Yes. So alone. Alone. So alone. All right. One more. This is really good. This, you should know this song, and I'm going to give you the clue, and if you don't get it really quickly, someone in their car is going to get so upset with you, they'll drive off the edge of the highway. All right?
So
do not screw this up, people. You pay a high price if you get this wrong. Are you ready? Here is the misheard lyric. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Yes, by?
The Beatles.
No.
That's all this is a good guess.
Deep Purple.
No.
Led Zeppelin.
Jimi Hendrix.
That one.
Purple it was Haze. Going to be like your seventh option, so it's fine.
What a guitar. This is just extraordinary.
Listen to this. Come on. Let's go.
Sorry, what's the term? Little Hands.
Purple Haze, you idiot.
Oh, this is how the certain lyrics start.
Listen, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Okay, he was also very high when he did this.
What is this show?
Purple Haze. Isn't that beautiful, that intro? Isn't that just magnificent? Come on, tell me you've ever heard anyone play guitar like that. What a god. What a beautiful song. All right, that's all we got time for.
Little
today.
Hands.
No, Purple Haze.
We can hands. Rewrite it for Trump.
Little Hands.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, Sia, you could be a parody songwriter, but please
take
don't
that write. My way.
Right. Someone says, Grant on Twitter says, my favorite song is Ivan the Tiger for Eye of the Tiger.
It's the Ivan the Tiger.
Because you know what happens when you're a DJ is you get people calling in to your show and they go, hello, Gareth, I was just trying to do it. Could you please play Ivan the Tiger for me? You go, huh?
Ivan the Tiger.
Oh, right. I have the Tiger.
Oh, that's gotcha. The real reason you left music yours. Radio station.
Yes, exactly. Harry says, fake lyric suggestion. How about that Eiffel 65 song, I'm Blue? I'm in need of a guy. I'm in need of a guy. Da 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 na 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 na. Okay, I don't know if that works so well. Jared says Chicken Attack is now his ringtone on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And my Icelandic friend Nana, says Lisa, told me that Bjork's mom had a grudge against her when they were growing up because Nana was so much prettier than Bjork.
Why are you comparing yourself to
Icelandic
your
rivalries? No. Nana's mom had a grudge against her because Bjork had a grudge against Nana's mom.
Wait, who's Nana to Bjork?
Nana's Lisa's friend. Lisa sent us the email, the message.
No.
I'm so
Lisa
confused.
Has a okay.
Yeah, let's go from the top.
We all know Bjork.
Okay, yeah. So we all know Bjork and we know Lisa. Lisa's listening to us now.
Lisa's the one who sent the message.
Right.
Okay.
So Lisa says, my Icelandic friend Nana.
Okay, so Nana is Lisa's friend. Uh-huh.
Right. Told me Bjork's mom had a grudge against her, Nana, when they were growing up because Nana was much prettier than her. So Bjork's mom had beef with Nana.
Oh.
And Nana is Lisa's friend. And the person that Nana's had beef with was Bjork's mom.
Well, firstly, very complicated.
Listen.
Secondly.
God damn it, man. Pay attention.
No.
Secondly, if you want to get revenge, listen to the show earlier to know what you must do.
Yeah. No Hendrix on my phone. Corrected it. Just downloaded Purple Haze and Hey Joe. You got to have Hendrix on your phone, man. You got to have Hendrix everywhere you go. Life is not complete without that. All right, when we come back, we will have some David Claley in the house.
Give me more. Come on.
All right, it's coming. Calm down, everybody. We play some Hendrix, huh? How about that?
How about that?
You want some? People are asking. People have got to know. All along the watchtower? You want some of that? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
I'm going to change your life.
I know, I feel bad.
Get ready. Here we go. Just a little bit of something for you on Tuesday. David Claley next. CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.